Chapter 9. Stay of Execution.
The landing is unopposed.
We looked with amazement at the marine on the Amtrak with which our Higgins boat had just hooked up.
The hell you say?
One of my buddies shot back.
It's straight dope. I ain't seen no casualties. Most of the Nips must have hauled ass. I just saw a couple of mortar shells falling in the water. That's all. The guys went in standing up. It beats anything I ever saw.
Images of the maelstrom at Peleliu had been flashing through my mind, but on Okinawa there was practically no opposition to the landing. When we overcame our astonishment, everybody started laughing and joking. The release of tension was unforgettable. We sat on the edge of the Amtrak's troop compartment, singing and commenting on the vast fleet surrounding us. No need to crouch low to avoid the deadly shrapnel and bullets. It was, and still is, the most pleasant surprise of the war. It suddenly dawned on me, though, that it wasn't at all like the Japanese to let us walk ashore unopposed on an island only 350 miles from their homeland. They were obviously pulling some trick, and I began to wonder what they were up to.
Hey, Sledgehammer, what's the matter? Why don't you sing like everybody else?
I grinned and took up a chorus of The Little Brown Jug.
That's more like it.
As our wave moved closer to the island, we got a good view of the hundreds of landing boats and Amtraks approaching the beach. Directly ahead of us, we could see the men of our regiment moving about in dispersed combat formations, like tiny toy soldiers on the rising landscape. They appeared unhurried and nonchalant, as if on maneuvers. There were no enemy shells bursting among them. The island sloped up gently from the beach, and the many small garden and farm plots of the Okinawans gave it the appearance of a patchwork quilt. It was beautiful, except where the ground cover and vegetation had been blasted by shells. I was overcome with the contrast to D-Day on Peleliu. When our wave was about 50 yards from the beach, I saw two enemy mortar shells explode a considerable distance to our left. They spewed up small geysers of water, but caused no damage to the Amtraks in that area. That was the only enemy fire I saw during the landing on Okinawa. It made the April Fool's Day aspect even more sinister, because all those thousands of first-rate Japanese troops on that island had to be somewhere, spoiling for a fight.